This is the Inland Journal. I'm Doug Nadvornik. Next Monday, the Spokane City Council will take up an issue inspired by climate change. The council will hold a hearing and perhaps vote on a proposal to create a Sustainability Action Commission. Its job would be to review and update the city's Sustainability Action Plan, which was approved in 2010. That included a provision to reduce the city's greenhouse gas emissions by 30% by 2030. Last year, the city council put into law those emissions goals. This new version would push the city farther. It would require a plan for the city of Spokane to run its operations exclusively on renewable energy sources by the year 2020, with the rest of the city meeting that target by 2030. The commission would also develop a climate plan that requires the city to meet or exceed the state's greenhouse gas reduction targets. The proposal is sponsored by council members Ben Stuckert, Kate Burke, and Brian Beggs.
Everyone agrees we need to prepare for a different future, and 100% renewable energy is on just about everyone's radar. But the question is, how do you get from A to B and do it in a practical manner that brings in the community and business interests and Avista?
The 11-member commission would decide the next steps. It would include representatives from the city, business, and Avista, but also from low-income people and environmental groups. Beggs believes the city isn't far from reaching the 2020 goal.
We're net positive on electricity at the city right now, if you take into our waste to energy and
hydro.
That other voice was Kate Burks.
If you look at the city as a whole, we're not quite there. Yeah. But that's what's great about this commission is they can help us figure out ways to find solutions to get there.
Burke and Beggs think Spokane will continue to lean heavily on conservation, but also to make bigger investments in solar and wind power. Outside groups such as 350 Spokane helped draft the ordinance. Its co-chair, Brian Henning, says the evidence the climate is changing is becoming more compelling.
As we saw this summer, there was an iceberg broke off from Greenland that was 4 miles across. And that would be an iceberg from Sacred Heart Medical Center to Northtown Mall. In 2015, our fire season, which burned 1 million acres in Washington State, is expected to be a normal year for us by the middle of this century. So it's urgent that we address the challenge as quickly as possible.
Avista was part of the discussions as well. Jason Thaxton is the utility's Senior Vice President of Energy Resources. Its energy portfolio includes not only hydropower, but also wind and biomass, and it is investing in a solar project near Lind to provide energy for some of its larger customers. Thaxton says Avista supports the aspirational part of the ordinance, but the 2030 goal is too ambitious, especially at the customer's peak demand time, 6 p.m. in January.
And so if you think about how we would need to serve that customer in January at 6 p.m. with only renewable energy, that's a challenge because renewable energy is hydroelectric generation, it's biomass, it's wind, it's solar. And then we would have to supplement that with batteries so that if the wind wasn't blowing, and we already know the sun isn't shining, and maybe there's not enough water coming down the river to serve that peak usage by our customers, that we have enough stored in a battery to serve them. And today, that's not a cost-effective solution for our customers.
Business interests have other concerns. Are we supposed to replace systems that now use natural gas, asks GSI's Todd Milkey. For homeowners, he says, will they be able to buy gasoline in the city or propane for their barbecues? Mayor David Condon has questions, too. He says he's disappointed that, at a time when the council and mayor's office have worked together on a strategic plan for the city, that his office wasn't asked to participate in this. And he has questions about how this would affect the current budget.
To develop a plan for us to implement, 2020 is the next 24 months. None of this is in our capital plan, you know, our over $800 million capital plan. These are not, you know, considered in that, at least over and above what our current sustainable implementation plan is. And so if these would send, you know, the organization financially into a tailspin.
With the city in the throes of a huge capital project to install big tanks to catch stormwater and keep it separate from wastewater, and people paying more on the utility bills to fund that, he worries that additional costs related to renewable energy would put an extra burden on taxpayers. Condon says he'll wait to see how the council acts and if the ordinance is amended before deciding whether to veto it. The council will take public testimony at its Monday evening meeting.